This is a procedure recording. Name of the patient, Diane Hunt, D-I-A-N-E-H-U-N-T. Date of birth is 3-15-1959. Date of accident is 7-27-2021. Date of procedure is 8-15-2023. The patient is here for the following procedure, which is interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection at L5-S1 with fluoroscopy with the steroid and marking number 2 epidurogram. The third procedure is injection of the supraspinatus tendon on an infraspinatus tendon of the left shoulder, 2 injections with marking and steroid. The procedures are done according to the protocol. Medical indications are based on the patient physical finding, complaints, and MRI. The MRI of the left shoulder shows minimal supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendinosis, AC joint osteoarthritis. The patient has been having a continuous pain in the left shoulder due to the work-related accident, which has not resolved and has not improved completely despite all the therapy, acupuncture, chiropractic treatment. The injection to the supraspinatus tendon and infraspinatus tendon was done according to the protocol. Regarding the interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection, the patient has been having continuous pain in the lower back, which is shooting down to the left leg all the way to the knee in the S1, S2 dermatome fashion. These pains have been remained continuously severe to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10 with significant amount of physical therapy since the accident. 1 year of therapy has not resulted in improvement. Hence, the injections are now being considered. Patient doesn't want to go for surgery. The MRI was positive for bulging disc at L2-3, L3-4, L4-5 and herniated disc at L3-4. And also, in addition, patient has right three nerve root encroachment, neural foramen narrowing. Facet joints are also involved. They are hypertrophic. And it appears that patient should benefit with this treatment. She is also found to have a partial tear strain of the left vastus lateralis tendon. But patient is not interested in having an injection done for this. So the patient tolerated the procedure very well. In the end, we had to give 1 cc, 1.5 cc of flumazenil, F-L-U-M-A-Z-I-N-I-L, because the patient was too sleepy. Thank you.